with the bleeding sky. I called your name. There was no one there. And in the cold and snow, I saw your face. Then was lying up, saw.
Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, February 10th, 2019. Thought I'd lead in with that Avicii song, Avicii who allegedly killed himself. I guess that was last year. All the time kind of jumbles together these days. But that's the song. If you watch the video, it has to do with human trafficking and sex slavery and the dark underbelly and so forth and so on. So a lot of people speculated that you know, might have been the catalyst for his untimely demise. So I led in with For a Better Day by Avicii, who's no longer here with us, allegedly. You don't know what to believe anymore. Things are so upside down and strange. I guess I should lead in with some Alex Jones and Joe Rogan, which I touched on last week, but this thing blew up really huge this week even further, and it's, you know, and I'm going to get into it, but in a little bit, but I want to, before we do that, I wanted to talk about the Christopher Boleyn angle with, and his maintaining for a long time ago that somehow InfoWars and then is somehow linked with CNN Time Warner. And we saw this thing blow wide open where Roger Stone's raid, this footage that Stone had that the FBI did not get, had basically FBI agents orchestrating this quote unquote CNN camera crew. And I mean, if we put it in our craw that, let's say that somehow there is a connection between CNN, Time Warner, and this InfoWars operation. The theatric level, the news cycle spikes, and also the kind of the divide and conquer, civil war, no faith in the government because it's all deep state and it's actually telling cameramen where to set up and so forth and so on. There's a lot of angles that could be played out here, but I wanted to get that kind of put into our our equation before we get started. But Jeff up there in Idaho sent me some stuff by email, and then there's been a whole lot of Q drops since the first. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like 10 or 11 Q drops. A lot of stuff here. There's so much floating around. I mean, you go into some of these, you know, stuff about the LA drill was not a drill, and this is part of what Jeff sent me. The Fed to be nationalized. Bush Jr. said to be executed for 9/11. Obama, Clinton's being jailed at Gitmo. I mean, there's so many people throwing so many large narratives out here. Very fascinating stuff. You know, the stuff with the acting attorney general Whitaker clowning around with the Sheila Jackson Lee and Gerald Nadler. These people are insidious traitors. And, you know, the State of the Union. There's so much to cover, but we're going to bring Jeff on and let him knock some things out, and then we'll kind of get back into the Rogan and Jones stuff, and I got a whole bunch of stuff. So what's up? What you got, Jeff?
Robert, your 5 minutes are up from the cleaner. Okay. Okay. All right. He was like masterful hit show. Okay. So if like let's say Barr comes in on the 15th, and they basically move Rosenstein out actually to testify as a white hat, and then they actually Barr says, you know, I think I can go with this powerlifter guy. He can be the intimidator for me, okay? Yeah. So we never know how that is. But I really appreciate you playing, you know, you mentioned that the intro song on air so many times. I only watched that video about a month ago, Robert. When I watched it, it had 66 million hits on that damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, video-wise, okay?
Yeah.
So the things I sent you were basically about the December 2017 executive order on corruption, human trafficking of persons. Okay, all these corporations around the world are out of District Columbia. And the thing, you know, did you get a chance to look through any of the video stuff that I just kind of teased you with?
Some of it, the Pat Benatar stuff.
Well,
yeah.
In general, this is what I wanted to talk about is that that the LA raid basically on that rooftop. You know, I don't know if that was an envelope, like placement, cameraman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember the envelopes? We're all strategically placed military intelligence camera guys. That guy, you know, looks like that's what that was. You know what I'm saying? Perfectly positioned. All right, so it looks like the breach in that stuff that was going on was to basically use the Posse Comitatus Act, which Congress basically allowed if you're basically going after drugs, to basically go in and get the legal files from that that lawyer's office that basically his wife is one of the housewives of Orange County or something like that, you know? And essentially, this looks like the top of the pedo pyramid that basically does all the trafficking through the system. And that video I basically sent you that from, like, from 2015, hidden in plain sight, It looks to me like the underground breaches that are going on across the country, in North Carolina, in Tennessee, and the stuff that you see going on in L.A., it looks like that original Pat Benatar video from 1985 about Invincible. Mm-hmm. She's walking in that underground tunnel, and basically the first line of her lyric is, this road remains a bloody mystery, okay? And this is like the underground for the sacrificial things that all that Flynn and these guys are going after to save this generation's children and the grandchildren from all this pedo network stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well, it seems like any musician. Like it seems like any musician that touches the subjects ends up suicided or
right.
At least a lot.
This
of
was
them.
In '85, and it was a very cryptic message, not like the one you just played at the beginning of the show, but very cryptic a long time ago. Okay. So what I'm saying is when you hear that Pat Benatar basically has been an advocate against child abuse since the '70s, and her most popular song that she sang at every concert was basically Hell is for Children.
Sure,
and when that helicopter basically played Invincible, those are the two songs that basically link her career with child trafficking issues that she hated. All right. Yeah. And so you remember,
what's funny is when she got openly, let's say, vocal about it, her career spiraled downward, and she, you know, just became like a small club type singer. Sure.
Right. And here's the thing about it is that song looked to me like Apocalypse Now at the beginning of the movie. When those guys came down on that that thing and they're getting the lead pedophile, everyone in downtown L.A. heard that song to basically warn them what was coming. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an interesting angle.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm just telling you that. So really, the only things I really kind of wanted to go into is that it looks to me, if you look at Hidden in Plain Sight and you look at the old 1920s electric railroad tunnels that have been abandoned and condemned, it looks like these are the guys that are basically doing all of the underground trafficking and like human sacrifices things, like in that area, and they're using the port of Long Beach as both a potential, you know, tactical nuke delivery underground, or, you know, an invasion point. And it looks like some of these breaches that they've got going on militarily wise, they're closing some of those areas.
The deep water port at Long Beach there, Chinese control.
Absolutely.
You know, the Panama control, Panama Canal, both ends, Hutchison, Whampoa. We don't know how many people have been brought into this country as stealth, infiltrative. You know, everybody's worried about Russians, but hell, there's a lot more Chinese, and they've had a lot more access to our country.
Right. Yeah, you've got access from basically Vancouver, and you've got access through the Long Beach port. And so what it looks to me is like the 8-year plan that needed to be done with Hillary, which Trump has basically chopped 2 years off of, basically these guys were not ready yet to do all this stuff. And it just looks like a serious thing, like that nod that President Trump basically did during the State of the Union when he looked over his right shoulder and nodded. Did you see that?
Who was he nodding at?
It was a Fox camera feed where it shows him over his back and then the whole Congress in front of him. He nodded up to the camera. That looks like the goad for that takedown in L.A.
Okay.
And that's in Schiff's territory. So it looks like to me is the tie versus the necklace angle at the State of the Union address was they're throwing Schiff under the bus for all the pedophilia and the Standard Hotel and Abramoff and all this stuff associated with this lawyer guy, Robert. In the next week or so, you should look into this stuff, besides what you got going on with the rest of your show. That's really all I wanted to kind of bounce off of you, because I think that's the angle. And I think what you're going to see Valentine's Day, you know, you're going to see four booms between now and Valentine's Day. And you're going to see basically Anthony Scalia's murder basically avenged. And if you look at the Q drop, you're going to see we might see news of Ruth Gader Ginsburg's death tomorrow.
Okay. Interesting.
That's all I got for you.
Thanks all right, for time, Jeff. Robert. Take care of yourself, man. All right. This is on Operation Disclosure, since we're talking about some of this. The upcoming final Brexit vote will end London's control over the global financial system. Martial law is expected to be declared in the UK if Brexit is not passed on the 15th. So we have these mirror 15th dates here with Trump and this declared emergencies, et cetera, et cetera. Brexit will trigger the financial collapse of the rest of Europe, which will result in the EU being dismantled. Trump's border wall funding deadline is also coming up. If the border wall isn't funded, a national emergency will be declared in the U.S. All events leading up till now is one massive setup to initiate a global takedown of the cabal once the opportunity presents itself. And it talks about major banks resetting. Okay. The way my mind works, with all of these sites and so forth and so on, and taking the Q drops into the factor, I'm still looking for possibly a backstabbing event where we all think that somehow all of the, you know, the white hat forces in our government are going to act in a beneficial way and free us from the enslavement of the central bankers and all the, you know, et cetera, the deep state, blah, blah, blah. Remember, you know, you had these Rex 84 garden plot, you know, all these various operations that got, you know, exposed, where the government was basically planning on, you know, us going into some sort of an emergency situation. So there's, I'm seeing, you know, this, people are thinking that this is the benevolent forces acting, you know, to take down the evil pedo banker, blah, 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 blah. But I'm also seeing other people with basically a very leery view that's saying, look, this is a setup. Don't get all, you know, giddy about this. This is the another tentacle getting ready to strike all of us, basically, that have put our necks out here and you know, really wanted the good things to happen and exposed all this evil corruption and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of people that think that, yeah, okay, you're going, this is all part of a script, and this is the COG, continuity of government script. And what a better way to make people sit on their hands when, you know, if Obama would have done this, we'd have all been freaked out, and it'd be that if this is the communist revolution that we'd have all been watching for. But now that it's our buddy Trump, who's, you know, everybody's, you know, thinks he's trying to free us from this and this, you know, there's people that are warning us, is like, look, these, you know, the stories about the guillotines and the internment camps and everything else are coming back to the surface, where people think that this is one big setup, and then everybody, you know, especially people, a lot of the kind of Bible prophecy Christian people are looking at it like, now this is a setup, and then whatever's going to happen with Trump or not, the evil ones are still going to pull, you know, cranking up the American gulag system and so forth and so on, and start beheading people. And, you know, I was watching Shaking My Head Productions, really good YouTube Christian channel. I mean, just, I don't know how many people are working, putting these presentations together, but the one was talking about the Noahide, there's a Noahide storm coming. And it tied together a lot of the research that a lot of us have all looked into about this basically global Kabbalistic, Talmudic, rabbinic Noahide system to be foisted on the planet. And then I'm going to have to get into this little agreement signed with the present occupant of the Holy See, with the head imam at Al-Azhar University. Now, Al-Azhar University is in Egypt, and it's basically the most prestigious Sunni Islamic organization in the world. And so you got the basically one of the head imams of Sunni Islam, and then Bergoglio, Jesuit white pope, signing this big agreement. And a lot of people are freaked out. The whole Chrislam thing that, you know, many of us have been warning about for quite some time. You know, there's been a lot of, let's say, anti-Vatican researchers. You know, it goes back to like alleged ex-Jesuit priest Alberto Rivera and some of these guys saying basically this incestuous relationship between Sunni Islam and Catholicism that's existed for centuries. And you know, there's all those various, let's say, theories that Sunni Islam was created basically by Vatican circles, and then it was basically a Frankenstein monster that got out of control and then ended up damn near killing its Dr. Frankenstein. So, I mean, there's all kinds of theories about all this. There's people that believe that basically there were Jews involved with the starting of Islam, and then you get into the Sabbatai Zevi stuff and the Zevites and all that stuff. I mean, there's so many complicated avenues with all of this, but very crazy. And so what I just don't want to get burned thinking, okay, this is just the takedown of, you know, let me get into the latest Q stuff real quick and then talk about some of this here. Okay, so the big one that got dropped, a lot of these people all over are talking about, is the probe conclusion coming, and then it's got 30 days or less, a negative 30, okay? Coincidence, a conclusion occurring as the new attorney general's installed. Now, a lot of people all over the place with this Barr character. There's been some things surfaced lately where Barr was really ripping on the Department of Justice for zeroing in on this collusion stuff with Trump and his campaign and the Russians, when there was all this clear, just obvious, sickening level collusion with the Democrat, you know, establishment, Hillary, Uranium One, Rosatom, all that, Obama on the hot mic. Oh, I'll have much more flexibility after my reelection, you know, and always this chummy relationship with the socialist forces around the planet and the Democratic Party. Okay, the buddy buddy China Gate stuff with the Clintons, and you know, the collusion with Trump and the Russians is laughable when you get into China Gate in the 90s with Bill Clinton. I mean, when you look into Chinagate and Charlie Tree and old Schwartz over there at the Laurel Rocket Corporation, I mean, it's just laughable. Tyler Nixon, I heard him, Richard Nixon's, I guess it's his son or grandson, but he was on one of the InfoWars with Roger Stone, their buddies. You know, Roger Stone's a big Nixon guy. And Tyler Nixon it was a very good analogy, and it exposes a double standard. When Republicans do politics, it's always criminal. When Democrats do crime, it's just politics. I thought that was really funny, and it's true in a lot of instances. You have to, whether you're, you know, when you look at this two-party kind of duopoly where there's this overflow that happens between them, and this is how the continuity of government keeps going, you have to realize that it's just taken people on the, if they've got a D by their name, they can get away with so much more. I mean, it's insane. I mean, except with things like 9/11, I mean, you got to chalk it up to the skull and bones gangster faction of the neocon Republicans. They got away with a big one with 9/11, but like, you know, like silly crimes, like, you know, espionage and all that, they get away with so much, you know, like, and I always bring up Bill Ayers as a perfect example. He's a tenured professor now. And this guy was, an active, now whether he was an asset or not, who cares? He was an active terrorist. Weather underground, SDS creeps, and these people are lionized still by a lot of mainstream media. Okay, but let's talk about this, and they're talking about the Scaramucci model in this one of these drops here, this Q drop, and it's number 2676. Well, Scaramucci was brought in, and then they got rid of Reince Priebus, and they got rid of Sean Spicer. So Scaramucci comes in, he kind of like a wrecking ball, and that's what they're trying to say, that Whitaker is a parallel to Scaramucci. All right. So let's see. And then they're still talking about Huber, this Huber guy that's still investigating corruption, because a lot of people were let down by this, nothing ever really coming to fruition from this Huber character. So post 2677, welcome back. Okay, so it was 8 days since there was this Q drop, and then he says, "We never left. It's time to return publicly." And so fake news attacks continue. Why? Mark Dice had a video where Mark Garagos, one of these lawyers, he's always around, and he's like Gloria Allred, but he's representing Colin Kaepernick. And this guy's actually blaming Russian trolls for, sabotaging the career of Colin Kaepernick. I mean, it's just people are out there. So they're talking about these Russian troll accounts being purged by Twitter, okay, who pushed Q and other conspiracy theories. Russia, 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 fake news attacks continue. Ask yourself why. And then it quotes the president that the news is enemy of the people. Well, welcome to the RBN and various other talk radio worlds that have been saying this for years and years, basically because of its Jewish control in this global one world order Sanhedrin world court Noahide system that they're building. And then all your players like Pope Francis, anti-Pope Francis, Bergoglio, whatever you want to call him. And then, you got these agreements going on. So where the Jesuits and Rome are going to fit into this thing, there's a lot of people that think Rome is going to be destroyed. The Vatican's going to move its seat back to Jerusalem, Rome with a lot of land ownership, Shimon Peres when he was still alive, a lot of skullduggery going on with lands being transferred into the church's hands and so forth and so on. And there's always been a historic, Church of the Holy Sepulchre and certain other landmarks that various churches own. Greek Orthodox has some, control over the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, so forth and so on. Then there's this post 2679 where it's a NASA page, and it has to do with the word countdown. So now everybody's looking at a countdown to some big events going on, okay? So read between the lines, block 8N, good to go, Q. There's a lot here. I don't want to spend the night on all this Q stuff. But the countdown has begun. Prosecution and transparency is the only way to save our way of life. The media no longer represents the will of the people. More of the Green Castle, Red Castle stuff, okay, with the Army Corps of Engineers. Public border wall fight necessary to bring public awareness. True intentions of the Democratic Party. I mean, I'm reading about all of these professors and people in government and so forth and so on, basically calling for the abolition of our immigration enforcement arm of the federal government. This is open treason, and everybody needs to call it out. As soon as you see anyone that argues that ICE is somehow criminal and blah, blah, blah. And look, you can call it something else. I don't care. But constitutionally, the federal government has the right to control our borders and the influx of immigrants and all that stuff. If you don't, you're not a country. I mean, it's simple as that. The focus is on Planned Parenthood organization itself. These scandals with the Virginia governor and Governor Cuomo versus Cardinal Dolan, allegedly. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. But this stuff, we're getting to a sick place, and something's going to have to give. Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on. And it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question my line of work. But I got a family.
Yeah. is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Like tempest storming, she can dance like a little Egypt. She works down at the snake farm, snake farm. It just sounds nasty, snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm, snake farm. It just sounds nasty, snake farm. Pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm.
Ugh. All right, so I figured I'd play that one. Alex Jones was playing that all week. Listening to, I mean, this was, and a lot of people are very, let's just say, they don't believe this. They think this is completely a stunt. Oof. Alex Jones in a desperate attempt to grab headlines and get back into the news cycle, you know, and so forth and so on, after being deplatformed by all these social media companies and various, you know, payment kind of conduits. You know, I don't have the time to really look at metrics to see how his reach has been hindered or curtailed or any of these things. And so, you know, when you, I like to just pay attention to, like, my big thing is kind of, you know, I get into all kinds of little strange areas of things that interest me, but, you know, one of them is watching these kinds of events. Okay. Now, one of the most funny articles that I saw with concerning Alex Jones and Joe Rogan is today over on the Daily Stormer, Andrew Anglin, World War Jones, Joe Rogan is a sneaky snake. Okay. I got some important updates on World War Jones straight from the front lines of the Jones War. I mean, whether you like Andrew Anglin or not, he's a funny dude, and he's very, let's just say, a good way of just poking. He's good at it. So, number one, Joe Rogan's a sneaky snake. Number two, Joe Rogan is sponsored by multiple Jack Dorsey companies, and he doesn't tell people that. You know, the Cash App and all this stuff that's been exposed, gets paid $300,000 a month, allegedly, by these Dorsey front shell. You know, it's like $3.5 million a year. Joe Rogan's is on with George Soros talking points every day. Well, I did watch him blurting out Media Matters garbage, this David Brock, George Soros endeavor. You know, the funny thing with the whole Comet ping pong pizza thing, everybody kind of, you know, everybody was on it at first with the David Brock, James Alefantis, gay lover connection. Okay, so this is straight up Media Matters, which is closely aligned with the White House when Obama was in there and all this. And then these two were involved together romantically, if I could use that word, between these two little twerps. But I mean, and so and then Alefantis, so he was on the top of the so-called influential people in D.C. and all of the strange, like, performers, I guess you would call it, in there, and all that stuff that was exposed, his Instagram feed and all that. And all of a sudden, everybody backed off of Alefantis, like now Comet, you know, ping pong and pizza was just some sort of a wholesome family joint. And he's boyfriends with David Brock from Media Matters. And I'm supposed to believe that there wasn't any nefarious skullduggery going on there. And then they sent some fake shooter in there with an AR-15. Like, who's going to go in with an AR-15 to shoot up a restaurant? I'm not going to bring an AR in there. There's a lot better platforms if I want maximum damage than a freaking AR platform. I mean, people are silly. And that was a two birds with one stone thing to demonize the AR platform even further. Number four, CNN has no viewers. Joe Rogan does. Number five, Joe Rogan wants you to think Alex Jones is tied up in a corner. And this is all kind of Anglin poking fun at Alex Jones here. Joe Rogan called Alex Jones last night and tried to apologize in messages, but Jones has nothing to say to him. Alex Jones is not insane. Jimmy Savile had sex with dead children, which, you know, this whole adrenochrome pituitary gland thing that everybody likes to poo-poo. A lot of us out here dig into this stuff, and it seems like these freak shows are probably into that. And that's why I say with these synthetic domestic terror operations, these people get off on killing kids and get off on aborting. Now they're into the post-birth abortion just right out in your face. And you mean to tell me that they won't kill some kids in a school? Not that they did. Dr. Fetzer and others make pretty damn convincing claims that the thing is completely synthetic and a hoax. But I'm not going to stake my whole, you know, ball of wax on it. Same thing with Charleston and the rest of it. But, you know, the stuff is hokey. Anyway, back to the website. Alex Jones is not schizophrenic, and he can walk the line. He can mountain climb and is a pretty cool dude. And this is all from basically and I'm going to play some of these clips. It's hilarious. Alex Jones is not making this up. They're trying to shut him up. Joe Rogan ate donkey testicles. Joe Rogan is almost to the higher echelons of evil. Joe Rogan is good pickings. Joe Rogan's insider trading is all over the news now, and he's a sneaky snake. And it goes on and on. Alex Jones never said Joe Rogan was in the CIA. He only said that all the people around him pushing DMT and are in DARPA and other CIA groups, the ayahuasca stuff, and, you know, Jan Irvin. We talked about that last week when he went on Jones's show a number of times. Joe Rogan is like the Satan channel or something. God's channel has spaceships and your wife. Alex Jones witnessed stuff from Joe Rogan he would never say on air, or if you're in a hotel room with him at 6 a.m. in Vegas, he will try to do something gay with you. This is some pretty good stuff. So, Ken, let's start with clip one. And I'm going to let this play for a little bit, and then we're going to have some fun with Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. Go ahead.
I've decided to stop playing games with all the gatekeepers. I've decided they need to pay. So somebody like Joe Rogan, I've known for 20 years, puts out all these talking points and says he isn't, and then does all this crap, and then sits there and lies to his viewers. So I'm going to come after him. And then he comes out with a video. Oh, Alex, I still want to hug you. You're my friend. Oh, if I was there, he'd hug me. But he's going to slit my throat there and put out more lies and more BS. So that's not what I'm looking for, Joe. I'm not looking like you're the toll master, the key master. And I need to be patted on the head by you. You didn't get it. I wasn't trying to be validated by you. The fact that I was your, quote, friend was a blind spot for me to let you carry out evil. I didn't realize I had, like, use a cheesy Star Wars analogy, a Sith sitting right next to me. So now make all your – fill your hand, dude. You're getting the full attack. So just get ready. It's going to be long. It's going to be hard. It's going to be intense. And it's never going to stop. And no one has withstood it. So I'm not on a power trip about that. In fact, I don't attack people unless I get green lit at a gut level. But I'm going to run you politically and all the rest of your people over. So let's go to war. I'm just saying, hey, there's no quarter given, brother. Full attack. Let's go. Stop saying you're my friend. Let's go to war, man. Let's have it on. All your big talk is going to end right now. All the big talk stops. All the big talk of Soros and Hillary and all the rest of you people, it's going to stop. You're going to get it going with me. You're going to fight. You're going to run that big, fat Hollywood mouth. You're going to run up against Texas. So let's go ahead and start with this clip. Here it is.
At Twitter. Oh, office.
That's not you can stop it. Now we've got a few sections of clip two to play. This is some funny stuff, folks. But I wanted to get it out there because I was like, I don't know if I just like listening to the goofy stuff like this, but Jones, like, for the last week was like almost obsessed. And everything he would tie back to Joe Rogan, he'd be like, look, JoJo, listen, JoJo, coming for you, JoJo, all this strange stuff. And I know, look, Rogan. He's starting to be like doing some serious damage control now. He had Tim Pool on. Now, a lot of you, he kind of reminds you of the We Are Change type of, you know, journalist, always on the run, always on the road, trying to get to places. He was with Vice and other stuff. So he had Tim Pool on, just like within the last couple of days. And I would definitely recommend that watching that one. This Tim Pool kid is very smart. Now he's a lefty, but he's not like a hardcore Marxist revolutionary type lefty. He believes in the graduated income tax and all this other stuff, but he's really for free speech and free expression and so forth. And he really took it to Rogan, and he took it to Jack Dorsey pretty good on that podcast, so I would definitely watch it. And you'll, and he brings up a lot of good stuff, even though you won't agree with the kid. He's very bright. But let's get into clip two, and let's start at the first part. Ken, go ahead.
Let's just say it's not pretty. A lot of stuff. A lot of them are kept alive. Their blood's bled off by vampires. It's drank. These vampires don't actually live forever, though. So, yeah, I'm not for blood-drinking kids. I just, yeah, here's the deal. Joe Rogan's on blood drink, kill kid, blood drinking team. I mean, he's doing it, but you signed up with Jack Dorsey, a flaming demon, lying psychopath. So you understand, Joe, it's my duty to come after you. And then once it's my duty, I admit, I kind of get a little fired up and it's not becoming of me. But I don't like destroying people, even if they're evil. So it's, you know, God made us. The Lord works in mysterious ways. Let's just say I'm not into raping and torturing little kids. I am into going after people that are involved in it. And when I get my hands on you, when I get my hands around your neck and all of your fake so-called male prowess, you will understand and you will know. So you think I like the fact that I know they're murdering kids right now and sucking their frickin' blood? And then you won't man up and say it's wrong. Joe Rogan, you've got one last chance to get down on your knees to the Holy Spirit and ask Jesus Christ to cleanse you, because I don't believe you don't know all this stuff. You're smart. When I was on your show, you knew everything I knew and more. I've known you 21 years, and you're smart, but you're a devil. And your old logo was a devil, a space alien, a space gray with a devil on the other side. Kind of telling you, the devil is the... Joe, you look... We already know, but Christ always offers that last chance. You understand? But let me tell you, I wouldn't want to get between God and what people have done to the children. Now, look up his old logo from his old website he shut off. It was half of it here. I'll show you. Document Camp Shop for TV viewers. It was like a gray alien on one side and a devil on the other, but you're like, wait, there's symmetry. It's the same thing, which it is. So you think I'm gonna get all our kids? Nine! And all we've got to do is set our will against these people. You set your will. That's what they're scared of. Your will is trillions of times.
There. Then forward it to 118.45, Ken, but and who knows where this is going to end up? Some people are saying that these two should fight in a cage match and so forth and so on. But, you know, Rogan is allegedly a very highly trained, martial arts guy. So I don't think Jones will have much of a chance with him. Let's play to that second part. Ken, go ahead.
And I don't want to. The point is that I try to be a nice person. But I've been in this so long now that when you gut up to fight this stuff, it's like Joe Rogan said, Alex is not well. It's true. I'm not well. I see people saying we're going to kill newborn babies, and it's a good thing, and it makes me upset. See, you're well. You know, they always said in the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. See? And so I'm just a normal person, like a throwback. The programming didn't work on me. I'm like somebody from like 1920s that teleported into the future. And I watched the State of the Union and the president saying we don't kill babies after they're born. And then he's the bad guy. And you know what? I get pretty freaked out. I start wanting to, unscrew some people's heads. I start wanting to kill people. I'll be honest, as a man, hearing about babies getting killed, that's what a man does. Man starts getting pissed. And I'm supposed to cut the emotions off? Because I'm not like these sociopaths and psychopaths. I have deep emotions. And I get pissed at myself constantly that I'm not doing enough for all these children with these damn demons raping the hell out of them. So I'm just going to ask everybody again, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. What are you supposed to do? But just don't ever say it's extraordinary to fight people who are like this. It's the default. And if you're not doing it, then you're on the enemy side, period. These godless, selfish people that serve evil are jokes. You know, at least the devil worshiper loves the devil and wants to torture a kid to death. But the people that know what's going on, that make deals with it, they're what allows the evil to exist, and they're the worst. Like God said, you are hot nor cold, I spit you out of my mouth. I know the devil. I know the sick, twisted psychology and the whole game. But the people that decide to serve it, even though they don't have a taste for it, are the real people that I look forward. I look forward to, I'm not a sadistic person, but I do look forward to you begging for God. Begging, like those children beg. You're going to beg Joe Rogan so hard. Before you're gone, you're going to beg God. You're going to beg and beg, and God's not going to come. You understand? God's not coming. God's not coming for George Soros or Jack Dorsey or any of you. So you better take as many kids with you as you can, because when those gates close and you're separated from God, it's not going to be funny anymore. You're not going to be in charge anymore. You're not going to be sitting up with the establishment believing that you're administering everything. Oh, yes. You administer nothing. You failed the test. You're a failure. And you look at those Democrats. I didn't know they could stack treason that high. I didn't know there was such weak, pathetic worms that could be recruited and organized. I didn't know such mentally ill, low IQ garbage slithered on this planet, but they do. And our blindness has let them take over. Our spiritual weakness, our attempt to make deals, it's all over now. All right, we'll go to break. Come back with calls.
All right, stop it there, Ken. And then let's forward to 214.36. Now, there's a lot of truth mixed up in there with the showmanship. That's why he rubs a lot of people the wrong way. But the fixation with this Rogan thing, it's, and then watching the responses, I've watched quite a bit of it back and forth, and then I got to talk about this Sam Harris thing, this famous Jewish atheist guy that was a big damage control podcast with Sam Harris. But there's some interesting angles. Let's play that next part, 214.36. All right. But yeah, whenever it comes up, just play it, Ken. Go ahead.
Maybe you're out there in your L.A. cocoon with your head up your culo. But, I mean, dude, I don't just say this stuff. They want me off the air to shut down the exposure of what they're into. It's an anti-child devil cult. When I learned that it was in WikiLeaks, the devil worship, the human sacrifice, the pedophilia, the Aleister Crowley stuff, and then the media just diverted onto a pizza place, I was like, oh my God, that the pizza place is a diversion, like a mockingbird saying its wings broken, nothing. And they're like, there's no pedophilia in the world. Jones admits he's fake. We can't have him on air. Joe, I don't want on your stupid show, dude. I produced Loose Change that before they took the view counter down had 187 million views on Google Video. 187 million views, Joe. Back when you were eating donkey testicles on Fear Factor. And I made all these other films, hundreds of millions of views, billions and billions of views everywhere. I don't, please have me on. Please, Joe. Joe's like, we may have you on if you're good and sit down and you're good. Oh, let me sit then. Do I get a treat? Dude, you weren't on my radar. When you pulled all this, you went tracking radar, enemy assessed, targeting operations, enemy propaganda vehicle, destroy with extreme prejudice. Like you just literally just got the program. Like, it's like, destroy. Headquarters. Destroy. Enemy. Key enemy. Maximum commitment. Prime target. Attack. Because, you see, it's not just that you're on the higher echelon evil. You're almost there. But you are a good pickings. You're cleared to fire, Joe. What that means is you're dead in my sights, son. So this isn't about men acting tough to men and me scaring you and those stuff. You need to know, as a sneaky snake, what I'm going to do. So I joked around earlier and I said Joe Rogan is going to be on the show today.
You can stop it there, Ken. Let's go to that last part. That's at 2:23:24. And we're going to finish this up with this little bit here, but this is it's been a crazy little kind of dust up here. Go ahead, Blake.
Everything, and like, you know, and the devil's like, oh, I did that. I gave you your wife or your husband. I'm the author of all those good things. That's what's frustrating about this, is that I don't want to be in L.A. I don't want to be part of the system. And then there's this one person I know is part of it for whatever weird twist of fate over 20 years. And then, you know, I witnessed stuff from Joe that I would never even say on air. That is just outrageous. I mean, no wonder Joe doesn't have a lot of people around him. Because if you get close to Joe, I mean, you actually get in a hotel room with him at 6 a.m. in Las Vegas, you know, it's a little something different. And, you know, me, I'm like, hey, well, you know, here's the deal, son. You know, I don't think I'm going to be able to stop and not say all this stuff. You know what? Here's the problem. Here's the reason I've held back. If you go buy a Christmas turkey you're going to cook, you got to cook it right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like got to have some presentation to it. There's got to be some presentation to the cooking of the turkey and everything else. And so, here it is. You think I want to be part of your system when I want to burn you down. And your bosses have figured that out. Like, Alex Jones is not for sale. Just it's already sold out. I signed on to the big command base, right? Oh, my God. I'm signed on to that. I'm just lucky I made the cut. I mean, I'm brushed up against people like you so much, I can't believe I'm dirty rags. I can't believe God even accepts me.
All right, so we're going into a break. And we will finish this up and move on to some other things after this top of the hour. RBN, support the network, republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.